Having recently calculated that he'd published more than 2 million words, Rick Reilly has decided to do something else. For Sports Illustrated and then for ESPN, Reilly has written about all manner of athletes, fans, and sometimes matters only just barely attached to sports. His new book is titled Tiger, Meet My Sister, and Other Things I Probably Shouldn't Have Said. Rick Reilly, welcome back to Only a Game.
Seems like about 3 million.
It's more at all least. The time. I assume the title of the book was your idea. Have Tiger's people gotten back to you on that?
No, and I haven't gotten a Christmas card in a long time. The way I got the title was I collect in my laptop sentences that have never been uttered in the history of the English language. And Shaq, you shoot the technical. So, Tiger, meet my sister. No one has ever said that.
I'm not sure there is any such thing as a representative Rick Reilly column, but a candidate for same might be Drive Me Out to the Ball Game, published on July 13th of last year. Tell us a little bit about baseball writer Hal McCoy and how you came to know him.
Hal McCoy is one of the best baseball writers in America. In fact, he's in the writer's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is crazy because he's almost blind. A guy he hired drives him from Dayton to Cincinnati. In his spare time, the guy is a hearse driver. And so they kid about each other. He says, you'll still be driving me after I'm dead. And you can sit there with him, and he'll go, this next guy, I know he's going to bunt down the third baseline. And the guy does. And you're like, Hal, how'd you know that? You can't even see the field. He goes, I just know situations.
You have written several times about athletes or coaches who have lied to you or by whom you have felt misled. Is Lance Armstrong at the top of that list?
He's first, second, and third on the list. That guy lied to me for 14 years, off the record, on the record. I'd interview him at the Tour de France, and I said, dude, you know, this masseuse, this trainer, this mechanic says you did it. He says, no, and I'm going to sue these guys. And he always would sue these guys. So like an idiot, I believed he was telling the truth. And then, of course, he told Oprah the complete opposite after 14 years. And he sent me a 2-word email right before he went on Oprah. And he said, sorry, dude. You know, that's not even 14 letters.
Just over a year ago, you wrote a column titled Before Jason Collins, and it concerns Glenn Burke, who played for the Dodgers during the 70s. Tell us a little bit about why you felt compelled to bring him up nearly 20 years after he died.
Because people were saying this was the first ever gay male American team sport athlete who was coming out gay. Glenn Burke tried to come out gay, and the reporters all said, man, I can't write that. Mm. Glenn Burke drove a pink Rolls Royce. He wanted to be out. In fact, Al Campanis, the general manager of the Dodgers, brought him into the office and said, we will pay $75,000 for your wedding and your honeymoon if you'll just get married. And Glenn Burke said, great, I want you to meet him. And Al said, no, you have to marry a woman. And of course, Glenn Burke walked out. It got worse for him. He got traded to the Oakland A's. And Billy Martin, then the manager of the A's, introduced him. Boys, this is Glenn Burke. He's a... It went straight downhill from there. Now, Jason Collins gets a call from the president. Glenn Burke got a boot out of the baseball world.
I have to ask this question. Did you really once spend 2 whole days on a golf hole hitting 694 drives, blistering your fingers, hurting your back so that you could say you had accomplished a hole-in-one?
I did, and it's in the book. And the reason was because I had read about a 91-year-old nun who had made one. And then I read about a woman who'd taken up the game for 4 months and had made 4. And I was just sick of it. I was like, I've never made one. I've played my whole life. So I got this buddy of mine to let me go around and around on his par 3 course. And there, all the holes were less than 100 yards. And I got my son and a baseball glove. And I hit 10 shots a hole. And he kept catching the errant ones. And we went the first day with nothing. And the second day with nothing. And it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we both are just so sick of it. And finally, on a 51-yard hole, I knocked it in. A little driver, you know, 3-wood. But we crazy, and we hugged each other and ran to the bar. And we were buying everybody drinks. And the professional comes out and he says, I hate to tell you, Mr. Reilly, but I checked with the USGA office, and they said 51 yards is not a regulation hole-in-one. The hole's not long enough. And I said, buddy, we're hitting 10 and 20 shots per tee box. What do you think we care about regulation?
I'm so glad that you're not still out there, that you finally did sink one.
Oh, you and my son both.
Finally, Rick, these 2 or 3 million words having been written, what's next?
Well, I'm going to do Monday Night Countdown features during football. And then in the off season of football, we're moving to Italy. And I'm going to sit there in Florence. We've rented an apartment. And I'm going to set the world pasta record and, I don't know, wear an ascot and pretend to be Fitzgerald.
Maybe you'll become a huge fan of soccer.
I doubt it. I don't like acting.
Rick Riley's new book is Tiger, Meet My Sister, and Other Things I Probably Shouldn't Have Said. Rick, thanks very much for speaking with me, and good luck.
That was fun. Thank you.
To read an excerpt from Tiger, Meet My Sister, and my review of the book, please visit onlyagame.org.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Eton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years, offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars, themusicemporium.com. This is NPR.